because you loved me.
Welcome to the softer side of Sonoma County. Nighttimes on KZST.
Ha ha ha. I'm forever.
Earlier, I was talking about real love and how real love means you make sacrifices. And you say, even though I want to do this right now, there's a lot of things I want to do, but I chose to adopt a child 5 years ago who has special needs. And that meant I said yes to his doctor's appointments, his therapy appointments. That means I said yes to going to his IEP meetings and working with his teachers. It means I said yes to being at the bus stop twice a day, every day, Monday through Friday. It means I said yes to meeting his needs instead of going and doing the things I might want to do. Does that mean I don't need to take care of myself? No, I do need to take care of myself. But my wants are not nearly as important as my son's needs, as my daughter's needs, as my grandkids' needs. So this year, I am inviting you to sit down and take a good hard look at yourself and say, am I putting my wants before the needs of the people that I love? And be honest. Oh, it's so hard to be honest with ourselves, isn't it? But I invite you to take it on tonight. Sit down, look at yourself in the mirror and take an honest look. Look in your eyes and ask yourself, are you truly loving others? You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Around New Year's, it's easy to get obsessed with how you want to change yourself in the months ahead. But have you thought about what you're already doing right? Maybe you got out of a toxic relationship or found a tool to manage your anxiety. Or maybe you just cleaned out a closet or started taking your supplements every morning. Whatever it is, it's a reason to celebrate yourself and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. Therapy helps you recognize your progress and expand on it so you can build confidence and continue making lasting changes in your life. BetterHelp offers professional, affordable online therapy from wherever you are. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. It's therapy that fits your schedule, your needs, and your life. Try out new year, same improved you with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tool for 10% off your first month.
Is your home's heating system ready for the winter chill? For a limited time only, Henry Mechanical is offering a furnace tune-up and safety inspection that includes a free carbon monoxide test and duct inspection, regularly priced at $199 for only $69. Tuning up your furnace will ensure that your home's heating system is operating safely and efficiently, help prevent costly and untimely breakdowns, and increase the life expectancy of your system. At Henry Mechanical, we pride ourselves on delivering quality service that you can trust. And for over 30 years, we've been committed to providing our customers with timely, efficient, and long-lasting solutions you can count on. Get prepared for winter by calling Henry Mechanical to schedule a furnace tune-up and safety inspection. And get a carbon monoxide test and duct inspection for free. That's a $199 value for only $69. So don't delay. Call Henry Mechanical today or visit henrymechanical.com.
Jumpstart your 2024 recruitment efforts at the next North Bay Job Fair, Tuesday, January 23rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Each company attending will receive resumes from all job seekers who register. Reserve a table for your company at the first North Bay Job Fair of 2024, Tuesday, January 23rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Go to northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Easy Cater presents, We've Got Your Back, Upstairs.
Backing you up.
So I order food on Easy Cater for a meeting with a new client in Jackson.
Gotta feed clients in Jackson.
On my way to the airport, it hits me. The client is actually in Jacksonville.
Feed clients in Jacksonville.
So I call Easy Cater. Nina picks up right away.
Gotta fix it for you.
She called me right back and said you're all set.
Nina fixed the Jackson accident.
Jacksident? Easy Cater has your back with 24/7 support. Order at EasyCater.com and know.
We got your back.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a 2-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at SonomaMediaGroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
The U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Drinking and driving is a serious problem that threatens everyone on the road. About 112 million times a year, U.S. adults drink too much and get behind the wheel. The number of drinking and driving episodes has been decreasing, but the danger is still very real. Crashes involving alcohol-impaired drivers kill nearly 11,000 people each year. If you're drinking, designate a non-drinking driver before you start. Call a cab or get a ride home. Never let your friends drink and drive. Even if you don't drink and drive, always wear your seatbelt and encourage everyone else in the car to buckle up too. Seatbelts reduce the risk of serious injuries and death in a crash by 50%. Remember, driving drunk is never okay. Choose not to drink and drive and help others do the same. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Shriners believe that every child deserves a chance to realize their full potential. A tragic gasoline explosion left young Dan Carroll covered with burns and with a slim chance of survival. That is, until a local Shriner heard about the accident.
Almost immediately, magic started happening.
Dan was airlifted to a Shriners hospital.
The doctor said, I know you're expecting the worst, but this is a Shriners hospital, and we're the finest burn center in the world.
Without the Shriners, I wouldn't be here right now. Like, seriously.
Shriners hospitals offer some of the world's finest orthopedic and burn medical care to kids, totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners hospital helping kids from this area. Today, Dan is a professional jazz drummer with a bright future.
I can do whatever I want to do. There's no limitations, and they help you learn that.
If you know a child that the Shriners could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Hi, Irma. This is Delilah. How can I help you?
I want to tell you about the man in my life.
Okay.
His name is Jack, and we've been married for 7 months. We lived two doors apart for 20 years, but we really did not know each other until both our spouses were in intensive care together. And we started talking there, and our spouses both passed away, and it just seems everywhere I went, Jack was there, and... I was walking one day, we live on a lake, and I walk every day, and he just started hanging out his fence all the time.
And waiting for you to pass by?
He was, but I wasn't aware of that, and I had walked one day, and he wasn't out there, and I walked on past, and he saw me and got in his car and drove around, and that day I was a little upset because my garage door had broken, and I couldn't get it down. And so he said, oh, I'll come fix that for you. And, you know, the rest is history.
So he was your handyman.
He is my very handyman.
After the garage door broke and he fixed it, did you go around looking for other projects for him to work on?
I didn't have to. He came up and the next little project was he cleaned my garage for me.
Wow.
He just volunteered for all these little projects that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we just absolutely.
And then he volunteered for a big project and said, I want to marry you.
Right, he did. He did. And I left a card on his note one day. It was so overwhelming to me. We had both been married about 47 years. To our late spouses. And this was so overwhelming that I just couldn't believe I was so in love with somebody. And I left him a note, and it said, love was the last thing on my mind till I met you, and now it's the first.
Oh.
So we are just so happy. And at age, I'm 65 and Jack is 71. He became a father and a grandfather of five for the first time in his life.
You have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Most variety on the